News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Ireland has voted to join PESCO, which is the Permanent Structured Cooperation Agreement, which is a European-wide defence organisation. The Dáil approved the measure last week, but detractors say we're joining an EU-wide army, while the government say it will help boost security resources and our security generally. Now, we're joined by Angus O'Snoddy, who's Sinn Féin's defence spokesperson, and Fine Gael MEP Brian Hayes, who endorsed the measure. Brian Hayes, if I can come to you first, what exactly are we signing up for here?
We've really signed up to the principle that by spending together, we can spend better. It's about improving capabilities across our defence forces, especially as they go off and do really important peacekeeping and humanitarian work. And it's making sure that we work with EU partners to get the best bang for the buck from the spending we're doing. This is not about an EU army. This is not about aligning ourselves with a military alignment. Yet in every single debate that we have over the years on these issues, it's thrown up by those protagonists who are fundamentally against Ireland paying its way and doing more on the international stage. So this is a logical outcome to the Lisbon Treaty, which the Irish people voted for.
Okay, Angus O'Snoddy, you have said, and Sinn Féin's position on this is that this effectively removes our neutrality.
Well, what I've said is that if this is a further erosion of our neutrality, we are still a neutral country. But what has been signed up to is another move towards the establishment of the EU common defence and the EU army. And if you were to look at those who are the proponents of this, the likes of Jean-Claude Juncker, and what him and the European Commission have said, and also some of the other leaders in Europe, they have said that this is a gradual, they have called it a European Defence Union. It isn't just about getting the best weapons at the cheapest possible price, as Brian's tried to portray it. This is about signing up to the Irish Army, or parts of the Irish Army being available for operations of peacemaking, peace enforcing, conflict stabilisation, disarmament, and also operating in third countries in defence or counter-terrorism.
So you think we're sliding towards war making with the other warlike nations of Europe? So you're a pacifist, basically, in this, are you?
No, I'm not a pacifist. I've never been a pacifist. I believe Ireland has a long and very honourable tradition of being neutral and being able to kind of at the behest of the UN rather than the EU play a very, very vital role throughout the war.
Okay, let's Brian Hayes come back on that. Brian, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's quite incredible, actually, because, I mean, Sinn Féin, from the tradition that they come from, you know, AK-47s, rocket launchers and bazookas, I would thought they would be most pleased that our defence forces are getting better value on defence capabilities. This is about opting in or opting out of the things we want to do. There's no mutual defence pact in this PESCO proposal as there is in NATO. We already have a triple lock. For in other words, the only way we can commit troops internationally on Ireland's behalf is if the Dáil, the government, commit troops under the UN mandate. And if you actually listen to recent Secretary Generals of the UN, they're saying they want the EU to be the international policeman close to our borders, close to our own neighbourhood territory, to try to deal with the issues that the UN cannot deal with. So, like, for Sinn Féin to pretend now that they're some pacifists coming from the tradition that they do, when they have completely lied in the past, Sinn Féin told us that this would lead to conscription 20 years ago, that we would have an EU army, that we have some automatic commitment to send our troops abroad. All of that was a lie. They said it 20 years ago. So why should Angus and his colleagues be believed now, okay, when they lied soundly in
Angus
the
past? Angus O'Snoddy, is Sinn Féin lying to the public?
No, Sinn Féin has not lied. We never said that this would lead to conscription. What we said all along,
yes, during the Lisbon, during
the Lisbon Treaty debates, we said that it will be a move towards an EU army, and that is exactly what is happening. If you look at the infograph from the EU Commission, and they specifically say that the European Defence Union will be established by 2021. What you're talking about what PESCO stands for is Permanent Structured Cooperation. That is permanent. That is what you sign in, not an opt-in, opt-out. There are opt-ins.
But do we not have a responsibility to be part of the collective responsibility that is the European Union? And in fairness, Sinn Féin are very much very pro-European these days.
We have always said, in terms of international affairs and international peacekeeping, that the UN is the body. We don't need to set up another military bloc to compete against NATO. Most European countries are in NATO. And in fact, one of the other issues that is involved here, and that Brian alluded to, is kind of the need kind of for Irish soldiers to have the best possible equipment. Nobody's denying that, but at the very least, you should pay them the proper rate so that they're not living in cars and the like.
Okay, we're running out of time. I give you the last word on this.
We currently, under the European banner and the UN banner, have troops in Bosnia. We have troops in the Mediterranean and Operation Sophia. Those troops are doing a terrific job on behalf of our country. They're doing it under an EU-UN mandate. The new challenges we face are cybersecurity, terrorism. These are the challenges we face, and we are exposed to the country because we have got to build up our defence capacity and work with others.
Okay.
We make no apology for the fact that the Dáil has by a significant number put this through. And I think Sinn Féin, rather than pretending they're some kind of international pacifist, need to fess up to their own military
path. You didn't even listen to what I have said. I said I wasn't a pacifist.
All of which was around attacking our army.
I've never said I was a pacifist. I have said that we should be under the banner of the UN, not the EU. We shouldn't be committing to trebling or quadrupling the spend on defence in this country, which you're doing under PESCO.
There is no commitment to do that.
Gentlemen, there's no need for both of you to go to war over this particular thing. We're going to try and stay in a state of peace. Ingus O'Snoddy, Sinn Féin's defence spokesperson and MEP Brian Hayes in Europe. Thanks very much for that.
News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.